Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I love politics.
Not sure what politics and dating really go together.
The only thing I do recognize right now is a political fiasco here.
Political decision.
What are you doing? You don't know anything about politics.
Well, apparently you're more political than we thought.
I'm no cheap, crooked politician!
Gentlemen, affairs of state must take precedent over the affairs of state.
Boy, I did not go into politics to pimp for you.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that wanna own me, 2 that wanna stole me, 1 says she's a friend of mine.
Travis Tritt, everybody.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Oh, wow.
And a tribute to Glenn Frey from the Eagles.
Karen, our engineer, couldn't be happier. Look at her! you can't beat this song.
I know, it's one of my all-time favorites. Okay, obviously, Glenn Frey with the passing has been tough for all the fans of the Eagles. And there has been, you know, and I think this is very interesting. Glenn Frey had a big country connection. In fact, the Eagles themselves were nominated for CMA Vocal Group of the Year 4 different times.
Oh.
In 76 and 77, and again in 2008 and 9. Now, they didn't win any of those, but they did the tribute album, Common Thread, the songs of the Eagles, did take home a CMA Album of the Year award in 1994. And as you just heard, Travis Tritt perform one of those songs.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Right.
I mean, not only is it there lyrically and instrumentally, but the lyrics in that song, slowing down to take a look at me, flatbed Ford, brr, brr, brr. I mean, it's very country.
God, I'm a good look at me. Yeah, I mean, so they crossed all genres, and Glenn, of course, will be missed just as well as all of the other musicians who are passing by. You know, it's
dropping like flies these days.
Yes, in January. Yeah, it's like the winter of death, unfortunately. Let's get through it, please. My gosh, John Lobertini talking about the rain, just coming down in buckets. See, this is the great thing about doing the night shift. I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning, opened the blinds, and I said, oh, hell no. More bed, please. I said to Abby, my basset hound, Abilicious, so delicious. She loves her dad, and her dad loves her, too. Yay, do. Back to bed. More bed. You can never get enough bed.
When it's raining outside,
Why not?
I know. Yeah. I was
what
telling you, I was so proud of myself for all the things I got done on Sunday when it was rainy. And by that, I mean lay in bed and binge watch Making a Murderer.
Good for you. That's what rain is for.
I'm a champ.
Hey, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. Eric Schiffer, our financial guru, will be on here in a few minutes. We'll talk about the Silicon Valley tech stocks. January, worst start in history. And very interestingly enough, the rise of the robots. So this incredible story about, and we'll discuss this with Eric Schiffer, robots will eliminate more than 5 million jobs by the year 2020, which is only 4 years away. I mean, it's not all bad news. And by the way, when we talk about the tech stocks in Silicon Valley, that may be a buying opportunity because it seems to me a lot of the tech companies are buying their own stock back. So we'll discuss before you jump in, listen to us and find out what Eric has to say. And then during the 8 o'clock hour, Lisa Durden, And you nailed the hashtag, blacklash. We're going to talk about, obviously, Jada Pinkett Smith coming forward today.
It is time for a blacklash.
Oh, my God. And, you know, boycott the Oscars. Should Chris Rock not host the Oscars? And, well, let me see. We've got Steve Harvey.
Or host it and use the platform for good.
Steve Harvey in there, along with Sarah Palin, today endorsed Donald Trump.
And he willingly accepted it by standing next to her in Iowa with all the TV cameras.
Yeah, we'll get
to
that.
So that's a little weird.
And by the way,
the
Palin family is the gift that won't stop giving.
God.
And on the same day.
If you like trash.
Right. Well, there's that. I think it's bad news for Ted Cruz in Iowa. I mean, I think that's the whole thing with Trump because Ted was hoping he'd run away with Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people, the Tea Party's people, they're, well, Sarah's the go-to. So we'll see whether she helps or not. By the way, Sarah Palin's 26-year-old son, Track, was thrown in jail after cops says he drunkenly assaulted a woman while packing heat last night. So again, it just seems to never stop. We'll get into all the details. I have to say that last night, I don't know whether you saw the Tonight Show or not, but I'm a big Tracy Morgan fan. Thank God he survived that horrific accident, and he's back from that mess in New Jersey. And he was on the Tonight Show with Fallon, and I want to get right to this right now, and we'll talk about it more later. But here he is joking about the new Star Wars and Rocky.
Have you seen the new Star Wars or anything?
Yeah, things are different, man. Hold up, one black dude in the whole galaxy?
I didn't write it.
Pissed off, man. That was Lando Calrissian's nephew. He pulled some strings to get him in the cadets.
I didn't know that.
He got him doing that crappy job. He left a good union job as a stormtrooper. Good union job. Now, I tried to get him an application for sanitation.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit...
I'm gonna tell you something, man. Chewbacca's not good, man.
No, what is
he? He's behind in his child support payments right now.
What are you talking about? Chewbacca doesn't have any.
Everybody knows Chewbacca's in rehab right now.
No, Chewbacca doesn't. He's not like that.
Things I just want to get off my chest since I came out of coma.
What's wrong with Chewbacca?
Balboa lost that second fight. Apollo Creed carried that bum for 15 rounds and 2 movies. Lost that second fight.
All right, I gotta watch the
tape. He was a bum, Mick knew it. He said, "You're a bum, Rock. You're a bum."
We'll get to more of Tracy Morgan's appearance on Fallon last night in a little bit here on the Drex Radio Show. All right, let's go to the phone. Tom in San Francisco. Good evening. You're on KGOA 10. Tom?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good evening.
You had a story for Drex? Give us the background story on the Travis Tritt Take It Easy video.
I was just going to tell your producer to pass it on to you, but you asked me to do it on the air. That song you played was instrumental in getting the Eagles back together after they broke up the first time. Travis Tritt knew a couple of the Eagles, and they all worked together on background stuff. And like you say, they had a background in country. And Travis asked each one of them if they would appear and pretend to be his backup band in his video of that song.
Oh, that's great.
And they agreed to it because they liked Travis. They all showed up. That was the first time they'd been together on stage for years. They got to talking, they ironed out their differences, and they reunited because of Travis Tritt's request.
That is such a great story, Tom. And you're in the music industry?
Yes, I am. I was. I'm retired now. But,
okay.
Well,
I pulled up the video, at least to YouTube. It was posted in 2011. And there they are, all are playing and shooting pool to make the video look cool in a pool hall. And yep, there goes Glenn Frey, there goes Don Henley.
And it was hell freezes over, right?
I'm sorry.
I was saying it was supposed to be when hell freezes over they would get back together again. And I guess that Travis is when hell froze over.
Well, that's the name of their album.
I know, right?
You know all that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks a million, Tom. Call anytime. We love these stories.
Very good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right,
Thank you. Have a good night. By the way, here is 60 Minutes Australia. Glenn Frey actually talking about touring with the Eagles during the later years.
Well, there's a certain satisfaction every night to know that you made it through the whole set. Didn't pass out.
And then there was all of that. Yeah, we've got some great audio from Glenn, and we'll get to that during the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show coming up here in a few minutes. But as I said, we will go to all things financial with our next guest, Eric Schiffer, investor, advisor, and entrepreneur, in just a few minutes.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex.
Listen to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. On Sunday, Mott the Hoople drummer Dale Griffin passed away from Alzheimer's, just like Glenn Frey, who was 67. I mean, what's going on? On this song, obviously, well, I think it's obviously to most people, was written by David Bowie, of all people. Okay, what a January, and what a January it is all the way around. Eric Schiffer is my financial guru. Eric Schiffer is a best-selling author and successful entrepreneur. Currently, Eric is chairman and CEO of Patriarch Equity and serves as chairman of Reputation Management Consultants. Eric, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Absolutely. Good to be back with you.
Thank you, Eric. So let's talk about Silicon Valley stocks. Yeah. Worst January start in history.
Yeah.
What's your view? What's going on?
Well, it's bad. I think the economy overall is a really big problem that we're dealing with, and we're wrestling with, I think, the slowdown in China. The Fed has been the power engine for the last 7 years, and the Fed now really is out of bullets. I mean, they don't have much more that they can really shoot at these problems that we're dealing with. And so I think the investors are beginning to recognize that the valuations that have been largely propped up by the Fed are out of whack. And so you've seen a big trim in valuations. You're going to see a lot more volatility ahead, in my opinion. And look, Silicon Valley gets hit like anyone else and everyone else. And so many of these top tech stocks have been hammered, but some of them really deserve it. I think when you look at Apple, a lot of the innovation that they had with a Steve Jobs, for instance, has unfortunately not been able to show as well as it did in job under Jobs' realm. And I think a lot of the spirit, and people don't like to hear this, especially Apple fans, but a lot of the spirit of Jobs and what they brought to that those products just is not the same. When I look at Apple, it feels like I'm watching the management of the estate of Steve Jobs.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. And now, of course, today, the Dow closed up, I think, 29 points, and NASDAQ was down 11 or something like that. But nonetheless, I think that oil, the way I heard, if I heard it correctly, was at an all-time low since 2003. So where we thought it would be a horrific day, we actually ended up 29 points. But we're off to a bad start, as you mentioned, all the way around.
Yeah, you've got big volatility ahead. And so if you're an investor, you have to recognize that if you have good companies long term, you should be fine. The short term problem, though, is going to make a lot of people very anxious and very concerned. And there will be a lot of pain. There's going to be a lot more disaster ahead for many different stocks. There's no question about it. The volatility has really just begun.
Yeah, but if you watch and buy what you know what you buy, these very simple principles, I think, do you see in the tech industry some buys out there?
Well, to me, I think the best leader of anyone today and probably in over the last 50 years is Bezos at Amazon. I think he's pretty amazing.
Jeff Bezos.
And there's no question that this is going to be, over the next 10 to 15, 20 years, likely the first $1 trillion market cap tech company that will continue to grow. And he is just such a visionary. He's able to successfully enter so many of these different markets. I mean, they're now getting into shipping. They're getting
into... Yeah, I just heard that today.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. And he's successful at all of it. And I think at the root is this constant focus on truth and focus on value. And they're very frugal in the way that they do things. Obviously, they run a tough organization. We know this from the New York Times piece. And even if you discounted Stump, it's still a very difficult place to work within. But so was Apple under Steve Jobs. It was high pressure, but he expects greatness. He is certainly pushing for that, and that's a great long-term company. Amongst the others, I think it's tough. Twitter, unfortunately, as you've seen, is continuing to get beat up, and it's getting beaten up so much, I think, largely because it's so difficult to use for the average user.
Really?
It's growing, but it's not.
It's not
growing in terms of new users.
Big fan, but I mean, until mom and dad can use it, that's the tell for me.
I think it's so much cleaner than Facebook. But just because you have a bazillion users across the world, are you able to monetize it?
Right.
But you're too smart compared to the the average user. Unfortunately, I mean, most people, it's very difficult to use. And
I don't get that much.
You're an intuitive savant.
And by the way, Twitter did experience worldwide disruptions last night, Pacific time, around midnight. They actually had, I think there was a recent code change that caused erratic problems. But nonetheless.
I thought Donald Trump had said something.
Well, no, he was targeting Apple and its damn computers, his words. We're going to get Apple to start building their damn computers in this country instead of other countries.
I think it's great. Look, I've been saying this on Fox. I've said this on CNBC. I've certainly called out the CEO of Apple. They are parking money overseas. They're doing it to save tremendous amounts of tax. They are using Chinese workers and saying that the workers are, quote, more skilled. And certainly jobs that could be in the United States, they're not. They're just not putting them here. And yet they're benefiting so much from the talent that helped to create a lot of the technologies. It's really unfair, and it's unfair for the future of our country.
Eric Schiffer, I want to continue our conversation on the other side. We have an incredible story about how we're all going to be replaced by computers, or at least 7 million of us or 5 million of us by 2020. We'll discuss that. And also, I'm sure you have something to say about one of my favorite guys, Mr. Musk, and SpaceX, and all of those things, Tesla. That's all on the way on the Drex Radio Show.
At least somebody's innovating, right?
Absolutely. Love Elon. We'll continue our conversation with Eric Schiffer on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
To a different kind of talk, the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Right on. We're talking about money and the tech industry with Eric Schiffer, our financial guru. Thank you very much, Eric, for joining us. So where we last left off was with Elon Musk and, all things Tesla and SpaceX. And I think it was an incredible feat, which I see it as an absolute success with SpaceX yesterday when he launched the Falcon 9 rocket. And yes, it did collapse and fall over, but I mean, as somebody compared to trying to like throw a pencil over the Empire State Building and have it land the same way on the other side. Good luck with that.
Yeah, certainly not easy. I think, look, he's an amazing guy. There's no question. I think one of the things that I appreciate about him also is he is a visionary in so many different ways, one of which is the threat of what I certainly have been talking about in the media, and that's about artificial intelligence and robots.
Yes, he brought up that threat yesterday, and we want to get to that. So we have this story that over 5 million jobs will be lost in 4 years by 2020 as a result of developments in genetics and AI and robotics and other technological change. What is your take?
I think that it's going to be the greatest job killer of in the history of man.
Wow.
I think that there's no question about that. The question will be what will happen to people and will the quality of life that people will be able to enjoy because of this expansion of intelligence and robotics, what will happen to the average guy? And I think there's going to be a much greater divide between the haves and the have-nots. Those that can afford the robots and the artificial intelligence will have a dramatic ability to expand net worth, expand the quality of their life, where those that don't have it, unless the government assists them, they're going to be in a difficult place. And I think, the artificial intelligence, robotic expansion, I mean, it's the gasoline that's also lighting a big anti-tech movement into hyperdrive, because you've got this man versus machine. And this is really going to be the next fight society is going to wrestle with, I think, in a pretty epic way. And if you think we have a weak economy now with many not working, I mean, consider what happens when robots who are smarter, who are more emotionally intelligent, take over people's service jobs. Because right now they're just talking about manufacturing. But what about white-collar jobs?
Absolutely.
And even executive functions. So I'm certainly not anti-tech, but the super brilliant robot AI revolution, it's coming. And we've got to be able to think it through before it's too late. And we can't come back from the carnage. And certainly Elon is talking about this. Bill Gates is talking about this. And there's a whole other set of debates, which is about the survival, not only of our country's economy, yep. but there's a real possibility that when AI gets far smarter than humans, to the extent of, and we're comparing humans to almost a goldfish in terms of intelligence. And some would say some humans have the intelligence of a goldfish, but I think in most cases, it's a grave difference, and that it could destroy us all, despite benevolent programming intentions. And there's some real arguments behind that.
Well, yeah. It's really scary, and one of the things that's pointed out is the government is doing things, we're looking at climate change and important issues such as that, but yet the government really hasn't taken a hold of this particular topic.
No, because it's not something that's going to affect people in the short term over the next 2, 3, 4 years, and typically politicians are concerned about the cycle that they're in, and they're constantly pivoting based upon what are the hot topics. I mean, certainly early on, immigration was the hot topic, and then ISIS moved in, and now everyone's talking about security, et cetera, and certainly the economy is always the through line. But there's a real potential of human destruction and certainly economic job destruction at the hands of robot-led AI. And I think we need a call to arms while we're still ahead of what could be an economic serious challenge, and to rethink America's AI robotic future so we can safeguard our economy and our national security and our civilization.
Eric Schiffer, thank you. I know that you've got a
birthday. We promised to get you out of here 2 minutes ago to get to a birthday party or something like that.
Well, I have 2 9-year-old girls who are waiting for me.
Oh, God bless.
That's my audience now. So.
Right. Well, we would never get in the way of that audience. Let's continue the discussion next week, because the robot thing's a big deal. I think, and
that's powerful.
We never got to Uber for
oh my god, Uber helicopter.
Yes, we'll discuss
I'm still waiting for the Uber for horses. suddenly the grandson of Mr. Ed shows up at my door with a saddle and an iPhone charger.
Okay, so that you can have a romantic walk through Central Park.
You could just be different.
Okay.
It's Uber Duber.
Why not?
Thank you very much, Eric Schiffer. Have a good night.
Take care.
And have a great birthday party. All right. He's fantastic. So, this is really crazy. So administrative and office jobs will account for 2/3 of the losses when we're talking about these 5 million gigs that are going to be lost by 2020. So, as he said, it's not going to just be blue collar, mechanical, those kind of operations where, if you think of a lot of assembly lines and manufacturing, they're already robotic. So, of course, that will advance. But where he was going with that in this story is that it's coming to administrative and office jobs that are going to count for 2/3. That's massive.
Software, we've been able to see, one person at an office do the task of 2 or 3 people administratively because of scheduling and whatnot and algorithms that probably help them out. But, this reminds me, wasn't it the 50s or 60s that we were sort of promised like these shorter work weeks were coming because things were getting so streamlined and everybody was going to be fat and happy and work less, and that's not what happened at all.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that with this robot stuff, we have a chance to do it right, spread the wealth. None of us works. Oh, my God, I'm sounding like Bernie Sanders.
Right. It's funny that you mentioned that because he comes to mind, almost in a joking but sinister kind of way. It's like, if we're going to be Bernie, if we're going to go down the Bernie Sanders route, all of a sudden socialism doesn't sound so bad when you think of this. I mean, my God, not that I'm suggesting that, but, you know, if our jobs are all going to be decimated at some point, and I think it is critical that businesses...
The only people that'll have jobs are people like you and me, I guess.
Well, no, even that is on its way out.
Because who wants to listen to a robot voice every night?
When they, yes, but when they get smarter or they have more personality. But, you know, I think it's critical that the businesses take an active role in supporting their workforce through retraining, and that's going to be the critical thing. Are big corporations going to spend the money to retrain individuals?
Okay. I mean, that's the point. A robot to have as much personality as you. And I'm thinking, though, that the job to have in the future is being a robot builder.
No, well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Heather, because about this whole story where Eric was gone, it's about 7 million jobs will be lost and 2 million will be gained. As a result of the technological buildup.
Completely different types of jobs.
You need to be thinking about this now. You know, if you are just graduating high school.
If you're 12 years old, start coding.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because 2 million jobs will be gained in AI, so you want to be amongst that number and not on the outside. I don't know where this leaves us. I mean, you know, it's really scary with what he talked about. The tech sector of the stock market being horrific. And, of course, we know the rest of it, even the blue chips. The whole damn thing is a mess. I just think that
2020 is adventurous for all of this.
Right, yes. I don't think it's all gloom and doom. I mean, come on.
Well, and it's not that soon.
They've been glooming and dooming forever. 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. Okay, we got to take a break.
I got to figure out a way to retire by then.
Speaking of hot messes, we got to talk about Sarah Palin and Donald Trump. What a party this is. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO First, 810 First.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's your world now. My race is run.
If you go to Eagles.com, you'll hear this tribute song to Glenn Frey. It's Your World Now.
You'll be all right. It's Your World Now.
And it is Glenn Frey's World Now. May he rest in peace. By the way, here he is talking about Bob Seger being a very early influence for the entire band.
The most important thing that happened to me when I was in Detroit was I met Bob Seger. He took me under his wing. He invited me to recording sessions that he was having, you know, so I could see how records were made.
I was his mentor. He was just so young, and I liked him right away because he was so funny. He had a great sense of humor. And like me, I could see he was really ambitious. He really wanted to be on the radio.
He cut a song called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. He let me play acoustic guitar on the basic track and sing background vocals.
You can really hear Glenn blurt out on the first chorus. He comes out really loud. Tremendous gusto. Of course, that was a national hit for us, so that was really cool.
And later in the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, we have a Drex exclusive, and the producers put together a fantastic montage for Glenn Frey, and we'll be playing that live here in just a little while. First of all, let's talk about what everybody's talking about today, and that is Donald Trump got the big endorsement. And I don't know why he won it, but he got it. Be careful what you wish for. Sarah Palin is endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Iowa, you say a lot. Being here tonight, supporting the right man who will allow you to make America great again.
Wow.
All apologies.
Yeah.
That voice.
It's like ice
picks. Haven't heard in a long time. I know. You have to take off your headphones. It's like, oh. Okay, should we listen to one more? I think we can take it.
Sure, why not?
Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun.
Well, you know, there's a couple things in play here. So she's trying to help him win Iowa. And by the way...
And she knows when she says media heads are spinning that we cannot take another word out of that mouth.
Well, you know, in that percentage of the people out there who are Tea Partiers, it's probably enough to sway their vote. And I think that's what Donald Trump is looking for, the edge. Now, you know, when Ted Cruz ran for Senate, he had Sarah's endorsement, so that helped him. So I think that, you know, he's looking to do anything to win and run away with Iowa.
But doesn't Trump already have the cuckoo vote?
No, not in Iowa. Not in Iowa. Ted Cruz is still leading. I don't know what the latest poll at down to the moment is. You know, matter of fact, we can take a look here.
What do those two have in common? Reality shows. Oh, yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Great. I know one of the really interesting things is, we were looking at numbers earlier, is how far Bernie Sanders is ahead of Hillary in New Hampshire. 27 points.
Just given the last debate?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really surprised. Because, I mean, it's New Hampshire.
Right.
Right beside Vermont.
He's
so, you know.
Neighbor state.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's that whole New England independent state of mind thing. But we'll see where this leaves Donald. And we'll be discussing Donald and all things coming up here with Lisa Durden, our pop culture activist. And we'll be going #blacklash coming up here. Heather coined that phrase today, and I love it. Jada Pinkett Smith and Chris Rock and Steve Harvey. Sarah Palin, Track Palin.
Yeah. Spike Lee.
Oh, my God. Everybody's in the news. Hey, by the way, we were talking about Donald Trump. Did you see yesterday he was at Liberty University in Virginia and trying to play to the evangelical crowd? And there was a, he quoted this verse from 2 Corinthians, except he accidentally, well, he blew a ticket.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame.
You know, my brother,
where the Spirit of the Lord,
you know,
right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And here there is Liberty College, but Liberty University. But it is so true. You know, when you think, and that's really, is that the one? Is that the one you like? I think that's the one you like, because I loved it. And it's so representative of what's taking place.
You know what?
Is that your favorite Bible verse, too? I know it's mine.
I don't have a problem with Donald Trump playing over there with the Republicans. I really don't. But, I mean, when he's at Jerry Falwell's place, Liberty University, you might
want... On his fifth wife.
Yeah, do you really want to go there? Yeah. I mean, because he really is a pro-choice person, and I...
Yeah.
And, yeah. And I don't... And trying to play... I mean, he's an agnostic, so why not... It's okay to have two presidents in a row who are agnostic. What's the big deal? I mean, I can swallow that
pill.
The
country was founded on getting... religion out of government.
Right.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not sure I understand.
A really interesting point, because Sarah said, you know, he has the same values as we have. He's pro-life. And
no, he's not pro-life. He's pro-choice.
She rambled off this list, and I was like, up, sister, I don't think you got that right.
He's not anti-gay either.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
exactly.
You know, as much as a lot of people think it would be the end of the world, I really don't think they were saying the same thing about Ronald Reagan, and it turned out to be a great success. So we'll see how this all plays out. But did you hear the story? Jimmy Kimmel was talking about it last night. Here's a montage of the UK Parliament. Actually,
I love this.
Yes, calling Donald Trump a buffoon and calling for not allow him, you know, to not allow him to enter the UK. Yeah, let's take a
Donald
listen.
Donald Trump is a fool. He is free to be a fool. He is not free to be a dangerous fool on our shores.
So you don't need a crystal ball to recognize that the person you're dealing with may be a successful businessman, is also a buffoon.
This is about buffoonery.
We've heard a lot of talk in this debate about buffoonery. I accept that you have referred to Mr. Trump's buffoonery.
Donald Trump is an idiot.
This man is crazy.
He is a wazzock.
Donald Trump is a buffoon.
Buffoon and a wazzock. What is a wazzock?
So whether or not they ban him, well, that's not going to happen, obviously. I mean, he's already threatening to pull billions of dollars worth of investments out of Scotland just based on that play alone. So be careful. And by the way, they said it straight. I think what you're not hearing is the other side of the parliament who said, might we let the Americans make up their own decisions when it comes to their government? And that's pretty much was the end. Yeah,
but if he can ban Muslims from America,
they can ban Trump from
the UK.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people in Scotland would be glad to never see that fuzzy hair again.
Let's check in with John Libertini, and then we'll get to Lisa Durden coming up here on the top of the hour on KGO 810.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.